The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Are you Pentecostal? That's the question that one day a theologian who was asked to give a talk to a seminarian was asked as he began his talk. He was introduced by the rector, you know, the seminarians applauded. He went to the podium and he said, "Good evening, thank you for your warm, welcome." And suddenly a hand went up in the air. And the speaker was wondering, "I haven't said anything, you know, they already have a question. What's going on?" So the guy kept his hand up. So finally the theologian said, "Yes, can I help you?" He said, "Yes, I have a question for you. Are you Pentecostal?" And the theologian said, "No, my faith tradition is Methodist." And the seminarian said, "Well, I know that, but that's not what I ask. Are you Pentecostal?" So he said, "Well, if you mean, do I clap my hands and sing loud voice at the service? No, I don't." He said, "No, that's not what I'm asking. Are you Pentecostal?" He said, "Well, if you mean, like, do I speak in tongues? No, I don't have that gift." He said, "No, that's not what I'm asking. Are you Pentecostal?" So finally, the theologian said, "Well, I don't know. I don't understand what you mean by that." And the seminarian said, "Well, if you know what it means, obviously you're not one," and then stood up and left the hall. For us, Pentecost is a noun. It refers, we give it the name of one day when the Holy Spirit came on the apostles. But really, if that's all it is, then that's history. Why do we celebrate it 2,000 years later? Pentecost is meant to be an adjective that describes the community of faith, the community of disciples of Jesus Christ. We should all be Pentecostal. Now, what does that mean? Well, we have two readings, really, with two different accounts of how the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, one from the Gospel of John and one from the Book of Acts. And you might say, well, they're like totally different. No, they're not really different, but they're complementary. In the gospel, the giving of the Holy Spirit is more subdued, more calm. In the Acts of the Apostle, it's more raucous. There is wind and tongues of fire and great noise. But how do we become a Pentecostal people? Well, Jesus starts by telling us in the gospel, the first word that Jesus speaks after his resurrection is peace. Peace be with you. To be a Pentecostal community, a Pentecostal person, we have to be at peace. Are we at peace? Are you at peace? We look at the world, obviously there is no peace. We have war in Ukraine, war in Sudan, war in other parts of the world. We look at our nation, our church, our parish, our families, even our own self. We're divided. There is divisions everywhere. There is no peace. So how can we be a Pentecostal community if we don't have that peace that Jesus greets us with as he rose from the dead? Peace be with you. We say it at every Mass, peace be with you. But we're not at peace. How do we get to be at peace? At least the peace that Jesus talks about. In the gospel, we're told later on that first night when Jesus appeared to them, they were not all together. Thomas, as you know, later was not there. And a week later, when Jesus appeared to them again, they were still afraid. They were still behind closed doors. In the Acts of the Apostles, we're told that they were all together in the same place. All together in the same place. Unity. To have peace, we have to be united. We can't be separated. We can't be divided. We can't be building walls between us and the other, whoever the other is, or us and God. We have to be one. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. It's the spirit of unity that unites us with the Father and the Son to make us one, as we heard in that second reading. We might be different, have different gifts, have different purposes, have different theologies or ideologies. It doesn't matter. Yet we are one because there is one God, one Lord, and one Spirit. And yet we use our differences to divide us rather than to see Him as something that enriches us to build the kingdom of God and be that body of Christ, that Pentecostal community. To be at peace, to be at one, to be one together, we need forgiveness of sins. It's, you know, interesting why Jesus, he refers to the forgiveness of sins as the gift of the Holy Spirit in his first meeting with the disciples. To be one, we have to forgive one another. Not because I'm right and they're wrong, or they're wrong or I'm right. Because we need forgiveness so we all can live at peace with God and at peace with one another. How can we be at peace with one another if we're not at peace with God? When was the last time you availed yourself to the sacrament of reconciliation so you can be at peace with God? It's not about our sins that, oh, you know, I don't want to think about my sins. But it's to go and be reminded that despite our sins, God still loves us and he gives us his peace. He forgives us. No questions asked. You don't have to do anything. A lot of times we think like our penance, that's our punishment. Really? Like say one Hail Mary or Our Father is a punishment? That's to remind us that we're back at peace with God, that we can call him Father again. That are with peace with God, like the Blessed Mother who always said yes to God's will in her life. And if we don't have that peace, and if we don't respond with gratitude to such gift from God, how we can give that gift to one another? We're not going to forgive one another. Because I don't need forgiveness. I know what's right and what's wrong. Everybody else is wrong if they don't agree with me. And we wonder why we're not at peace. To be one, to be at peace, the road starts with forgiveness. Asking God's forgiveness because we recognize we're all sinners. We all can do better. And we all need God's help to become that one body that's at peace that Jesus wishes for us and prays for us. That's how we become a Pentecostal community. But there's another thing that Jesus tells the disciples in the gospel. As the Father has sent me, so I sent you. There is a reason to be at peace, why God wants us to be at peace, so we can be focused on his work, on the work of God. And the work of God is the salvation of all people. Jesus had a unique role in God's plan of salvation. He had to die for us on the cross because he's perfect. He was obedient to God until death. And that's how he opened the gates of heaven to all of us. No one could do this work but Jesus, because all of us are not perfect. But then God, out of love for us, because now he sees us as his sons and daughters, he wants us to continue that work of salvation. As Jesus did, and the way Jesus did it is by preaching, teaching about who God is, that he's God of love, who goes looking for the lost sheep, who cares about all our salvation, who has great plans for us, a mission and purpose, a meaning for our lives, so that one day all of his children can be united with him in heaven. That's our purpose in life. That's our mission. That's the greatest gift we can give ourselves and people we care about. Not to give them a great education, a nice home, nice careers, and live a good life. That's great. But then what's next? What good is that if in the end we're not going to live happily ever after with God? Brothers and sisters, we have a mission to accomplish. We have to tell the world about this great news of our salvation, this gift of eternal life that God offers us freely if we choose and accept to live as his sons and daughters and follow the example of Jesus. In the gospel, Jesus breathed on them this Holy Spirit. And the word breathe is also used in the story of creation when God breathed in the nostrils of the clay that he made of the earth and became Adam and Eve. The Holy Spirit is about recreating us anew, make us truly live and act as God's adopted children. But you know, nothing happened. Later, another week later, Jesus came, and they were still behind closed doors. They were still afraid. But in the Acts, it tells us after a while, they got off of their fear. They let go of their fear. They trusted the words of Jesus. They came together as one community, and their tongues were unloosened, and they began to proclaim to the people in all their languages that Jesus is Lord. That's what the Pentecostal community is all about. It's about declaring to the whole world who is Jesus. He's our Savior. He gives us the gift of eternal life. He calls us to be reconciled with the Father and with one another so we can live in peace in this life and in the life to come. The seminarian was not being rude in walking out of the hall after the theologian said he's not Pentecostal. But if we're not living in the Spirit, then we have nothing to tell the world. We have no story. And even if we tell our story becomes another narrative that kind of confuses things more than the people are already confused, because we're not telling the truth of salvation. The truth of who Jesus is and who we are. We're not proclaiming to the world the great hope that all of us have the dignity of being God's children. We have the power to work the miracles that Jesus worked and even more if we trust. If we are reconciled, if you are united with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Because the power of God is in us, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter how young or old we are. Are we using those gifts that the Holy Spirit gave us to build God's kingdom? Are we using it for this great purpose of bringing others to salvation, introducing them to Jesus and to the way of Jesus, the way of love that he taught us? We don't speak about our faith because we have nothing to tell. Our story is like one other story from the different stories of the world. But when we become Pentecostal, then we have a story to tell, a story that will change the world as the story of those apostles changed their world.